Thank you, Prem. Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say, and it is really happening. A very welcome thing in summer in Prashantinilam, because a copious shower of beautiful rain which filled every lane and by lane, and most importantly, the riverbed of Chitravati. A lot of people gathered on the banks to delight their hearts seeing the legendary river flow in glee, and they took a stroll there basking in that coolness and serenity. So yes, the summer is happening in Prashantinilam in so many dimensions, and it was almost as if nature is heralding the beginning of the new academic session of Bhagwan students, which will begin in a couple of days from now. And even as this is happening, another happy news filled everyone's hearts here with delight. And that, if you are following the live sessions of Sai Kulwanthal programs every day, the Sai Kulwanthal Bhajan sessions, you're probably aware of it. Yes, it is the spectacular academic results of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, the results of the All India Senior School Certificate Examination conducted by the CBSE, Central Board of Secondary Education, were out 2 days ago, and every student who appeared in this examination from Prashantinilam secured a first division. Not only that, more than half of them, 64 out of 115 students, were awarded more than 90% in aggregate. And if you go by the grades, all of the students except two have been given O grade. And today, May 20th, 2015, after the evening bhajan, there was announcement about the excellent results of grade 10 students. Again, 20 students out of 98 have been given 10 out of 10 CGPA. And you have more than half, again, 50 boys securing 9 out of 10. So yes, it is quite an achievement, and I'm actually reminded of the days when Bhagwan would be so eager to share, to announce these board examination results in the auditorium. Every year during this time, the summer course in Indian culture and spirituality would be on, and the session would more often than not be sort of interrupted, because Swami would be so eager to share this news. And if the schoolboy or the girl was there anywhere who topped, you know, you can be sure that he would be very, very beautifully blessed by Bhagwan. I remember that scene. I remember one scene which happened maybe sometime in the 90s, where the results were announced and that boy was there. And I just remember that scene of he, you know, climbing up the stairs of the auditorium and going up to Bhagwan, and Bhagwan was so happy, almost embraced that boy. It was almost like, you know, the sense of being a proud parent when you have slogged so much just so that, you know, your child lives up to your expectations, and it is that moment. In fact, I remember talking to Mr. H.S. Habbu, the first principal of the school, some years ago, and I remember him recounting the first time the school achieved all first division results. It happened in 1991. And when he recalled this moment, he said, it was one of the best days in the 9 years of my service as the principal of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. And he went on to sort of go down the memory lane and said, it was a very beautiful evening in the month of May, and I was standing in front of Trey Brindavan, Bhagwan's residence in Bangalore, and I had in my hand this 12th grade CBSE results, and I could not actually wait to offer the performance to Bhagwan, because it was the first time that the school had achieved 100% first class. Every student of 12th grade had not only passed but also secured first division. There was joy dancing on my face when Swami opened the door. I was ecstatic, and I immediately presented the scorecard to Swami. And he said, oh my God, you should have seen that day. You should have seen Swami that evening. My joy was nothing compared to how jubilant and radiant Swami was. Swami took that paper from his hand and he holding it aloft, he moved from one end of the compound to the another and excitedly declared to over 300 students, college students who were there, to the elders, to parents, whoever was there. Swami said, see my children from Prashantinilam. They have secured 100% first class. And Habu sir said, Swami was just bliss personified. He was just excitement. He was just joy inside and outside. It was truly a sight for the gods. And he said this was the culmination of hard work of many years. And of course, Bhagwan's divine grace. He said Swami had actually asked us to achieve this much earlier, but we missed it marginally for a couple of years. In 1986, because of an excellent effort by teachers and students, he said, we had 100% pass results, with 89 out of 96 students securing first class. And he said, I thought that the school had done really well, and that Swami would be pleased. But Swami's concern was those 7 students. Swami said, why did you allow those students, 4 students in the second class and 3 students in third class? And the next year, before the final exams, Swami told him, identify the students who are weak in academics and hold extra classes for them. Nobody should be left out. Nobody should be left out. Habu sir was saying, this is what is Swami's love. And in 2014, we know how the school was recognized by the Ministry of Human Resources, Government of India, as among the top 8 schools in the country. And I remember on that occasion, I went to the principal of the school, Mr. Shivaram Krishna, and I asked him how he felt. And he also said that it was a pleasant surprise for him too. And he said, I can only be grateful to Swami for making this happen. And he went on to share how Swami has been leading the school, holding everyone's hand at every step. And he complimented the dedicated work of the teachers and everyone associated with the school. And in fact, he also then began sharing about the earlier years, how even one boy getting third division was a cause of concern for Swami, and how Swami gently raised the bar at every time the school performed until everyone got first division. And then Swami kept the staff and students prodding them to do better till 1997, when every student passed with distinction. 1997, the school achieved this academic excellence where every student had more than 75%. And that tradition has continued. And you have this year, everyone, almost everyone getting O grade. And he went on to narrate how for Bhagwan 75% was pass mark, and how the internal goal the school always had was every student should be above 90%. And he said, of course, we have not yet reached there, but we have, the school's average now is above 90%. More than half the students are above 90%, but that is a goal. So the students, just as it was when Bhagwan's physical presence was there, when, you know, at every year there was this incremental improvements, always setting a higher benchmark. So that thing continues, and that is what has kept the flag of the school flying so gloriously high year after year. And actually there is much more to it, how the school has been able to sustain this momentum, how is it able to keep up this level of performance, how is the education system structured, how is it that every year the students are able to cope up with everything that the school offers to them, what are its principles, and what it is that is making the school work wonders so beautifully year after year. I thought this is a good time to reflect on all of this, and to help us in this reflection, we have 4 teachers, including the principal from the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School, with us now in the studios. So we are going to have a very lively live conversation with them in this last session of Thursday Live, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
So welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. The time in the studios now is 8:43, and as I just mentioned, today we discuss the momentum of Sai Education Mission, the trailblazing path shown by the Sri Satya Sai High Secondary School. And as I just said, we're going to have live conversation now with the principal, Mr. Shivaram Krishnaya, and we're going to have three other teachers, Mr. S.N. Sairam, Mr. Venkateshwar Prasthi, and Mr. Sai Krishna Manoj. Welcome, sir, and all the other teachers to the studios of Radio Sai and to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside.
Sairam, thank you.
So, principal, sir, it's really very kind of you to make yourself available for this program. Thank you so much for coming. Just today we heard the announcement in the Cyclone Hall, and, you know, once again, everybody's heart was fluttering with joy, and it happens every year. So how does it feel for you?
It is really, we feel the opportunity is drawn on us, and we are much grateful to Bhagavan. He is making us feel his presence at every moment. We never feel that he is away from us.
Wow.
He is continuously, visibly, invisibly he is. Invisibly, visibly he is. So that he is making us more confident and making us more committed, so that we can serve better before and make the school, lead the school in the forward direction. With that, the commitment of the teachers and the dedication of their work fully, unitedly making us to move towards Swami, so that the school can be pulled to the haste of the CBSE system.
Wow.
One or two instances I make it clear here.
Sure.
How he is making us feel visibly invisible or invisibly visible.
Sure.
Normally when Bhagavan was there, we used to take his blessings physically. Sometimes out of his grace, he used to give the hall tickets to the children by his divine hands.
Yes.
But yet, in his physical absence also, at present, he is showering his grace. That is why I use that visibly invisible. When the hall tickets are kept before his altar, for all the children, Bhagavan has created Rudrakshas and Vibhuti Prasad.
Oh, wow. So on the hall tickets, you
have... On the hall tickets, when it kept, next day morning it was there.
Oh, wow.
Totally. We never thought that for all the children, 200 children, we can give this. But when it is given, it is just sufficient to all 200 children.
Wow. Amazing.
Thereby, for children also, Swami is giving confidence that I am with you always. You move forward. You do as I say.
Amazing.
And the second thing, recently, when the results are kept before Swami, Swami has showered 18 Rudrakshas on that, and along with some heap of vibhuti. Still I have not removed that prasadam, is there still like that only, so that we can share it later. The significance of it we didn't understand beginning. After half an hour, I got a call from one of my colleagues. Sir, I have verified the net. In that, our school's position is 18.
Okay.
This in 18. The whole India, out of 9,000 schools.
Wow.
Our school's position is 18, sir. Just no ESA. In that, the maximum strength we are having, that is only our school. The rest all 40, 50, 60, 20, some schools like that. Thereby...
Strength, you mean the strength of the students?
Strength of the students. Mm. Where we are having 117.
Mm.
Pulling so much of crowd together, taking them towards Bhagavan, is always... Without His grace, we cannot...
Absolutely
do it. That is why we feel grateful to Him.
He is all the time letting us know beforehand.
Beforehand. That we are unable to understand it. Only afterwards we are able to catch.
Yes. Amazing. And Brother Sai Krishna, you are someone who is the wing teacher of in the hostel of all the students, 12th class students. So if you can share, was it a surprise for you when the results came and how did it feel? Because I think living in the hostel and being with the students 24/7 is an experience by itself. And you know, you have your own I should not call it tension, but you have your own anxieties. How will the students perform, you know, having spent the whole day trying to, whole year trying to tutor them and be with them. So how was the experience for you?
It was a surprise because when I saw the results and actually analyzed it, I realized that the boys have done better than the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see the results in all over the country, in most of the cities, I have read in the newspapers that the percentages have gone down.
Oh, okay.
Of all the students in the India, the aggregate of the students have gone down. That means the papers, the exam has been really tough, but our students' aggregate percentage has come up.
Okay.
So the effort which was put in by the students this year particularly is enormous, and it could not have just happened without Swami's grace and with the sole intention of the students to make Him happy, to please Him with their efforts. Whatever we say, whatever we inspire them in hostel, it doesn't serve the purpose because it is ultimately Swami who inspires everybody and who pulls them and makes them work really hard and get good results in the examination.
If I were to ask you, what are those aspects of our educational system, you know, be it the hostel life or the way the school curriculum is structured, what are those elements, you know, which contribute towards maintaining this level of performance?
First thing I feel is that the concentration level of Swami's students is very high and they do not have distractions and they have a divine grace component which is helping them to score this excellently at the very highest level. So these three are developed by them by various activities that we do in hostel as well as school throughout the year. Be it the events that we do in the hostel, like Freshers' Day or Farewell Day and things like that, or the events that we do in Mandir. For example, for Ganesh Chaturthi immersion, they make chariots, they slog it out day and night and make it in just very less amount of time. They make very beautiful and large, massive chariots, which are a sight to behold.
Yes, absolutely.
And even if we take the events on the ground, such as sports meet and things like that, they do such great stunts in a very less number of days. They train and they perform really well. So all these activities that happen in the hostel as well as in the school and in the mandir will surely help them to gain their self-belief, their faith in Swami, which in turn will help them to do really well in the world outside.
Actually, when you look at, when you see the various activities that the boys are engaged in all through the year, you know, anyone would be reasonable to think that, you know, if you have to spend your energy and time in so many activities, you know, where are you going to get the time to study? Because if you see the hostel curriculum and the hostel routine, you have just 2 hours of meant
less
for
than that, less than that
for studying. Yeah, so it sort of seems paradoxical that you know you can be doing 100 other things and for which are sort of mandatory, right? I mean, there is no option. You have to go through that and still do it. But there is something more to it, isn't it?
Just here one point I'll tell. Bhagavan always tells that a change of work is rest.
Yes.
Thereby as they go on changing their work together in a day, automatically their concentration is becoming more. More than that, Ramana Maharshi used to tell that he used to concentrate on one star.
Mm-hmm.
When it was asked, he told that if you go on concentrating on one point, your concentration level increases.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, all our activities are centered around only one figure, that is Bhagavan.
Mm-hmm.
There were children, they are having single-pointed concentration towards Bhagavan. That is helping them to further increase their memory and concentration.
Wow.
That is why they are able to achieve these things, what I feel.
Mm. And brother, if you have seen, you know, because you are living with the students, has it any time amazed you? Because, you know, it's one thing to say, yeah, concentration level increases and all that, but has it been any occasion where you yourself were stunned, saying that, you know, how a particular student was able to actually achieve this level of performance? Because you thought that generally probably in normal circumstances maybe he would not have been able to do or put up this program or come up with this flying colors. Have you had any such experience which sort of told you practically that, yeah, I mean, this happens, though we don't realize it all the time?
Yes, it becomes so natural for us living in this system, in Swami's system, because everything that happens actually happens in the last minute, but happens really well.
Hmm.
And boys, as well as all the staff and everybody, is trained for that. They are very efficient in doing things in very less amount of time. I have seen one such incident recently in the month of February, when we were preparing for the gratitude program, which was scheduled on 12th of February this year. We were actually supposed to start off the preparation for the gratitude program much early, but we could not do it because of the practical examinations which were going on into the second week. And unexpectedly, we had an official trip to the Vrindavan campus. All the 12th class students made a trip to the Vrindavan campus on 9th of February, and by the time we reached, it was late in the night, and then the actual preparation for the gratitude program started on 10th evening.
Okay.
And none of us had any clue as to how to go about doing this, because we didn't have any script, we didn't set up anything, we didn't have the actors, we didn't have the singers, we didn't know what songs we were going to sing in the program, and nothing. It was pure chaos. and we were down. Seriously, all of us were down. And that was the time when boys came together. They got inspiration from nowhere. It has to be Swami. And somehow they gelled together, and that night they sat whole of the night, prepared the script, and we had a rehearsal in Mandir in Kulwant Hall on 11th night, and we had a program on 12th night.
Oh my God.
And it happened really well.
Amazing. So
that was the instance, and that was the time when I saw the devotion of boys. I didn't really expect the contribution from each and every individual of the 12th class. Because I was expecting that some of them will not be participating 100%, but everybody chipped in and then it became a real success. I mean,
it was a 24-hour miracle.
It was a 24-hour miracle.
Amazing. In fact, I mean, I remember many such instances used to happen in the physical presence of Swami, because, you know, Swami always gave us very little time and you never knew when you'll be asked to stage a program or when your program would be postponed and suddenly you'll be called upon to present a program. But it's happening even now. That's very interesting. It's happening even now, and it's happening so beautifully.
We'll teach them a lot in their lives when they're pressed against the wall.
Yes.
These are all the lessons that they learn in their lives when they have, when they are put to adversaries.
Correct.
The best in them will come out.
I mean, just as Principal Sir was mentioning, the invisible, visible. I mean, all those lessons that Bhagwan was teaching the students in his physical form, that is in some ways continuing.
In the system it is built up.
Yeah, it is built up in the system. Amazing. I mean, this is about the, you know, extracurricular activities. Does this happen in academics? Have you seen boys, how do they come together when it comes to academics? Maybe Sairam sir and Prishti sir can add.
In the hostel, the whole setup is such that each one lives for the other and everyone for God.
Yes.
And there is no cutthroat competition or jealousy, seeing one another that this person, this particular boy is doing well in studies and other things. Everyone in the room or everyone in the class helps each other. There is cooperation, there is healthy competition, there is positivity all around, there is helping nature, and everybody grows together like that. And if there is a weak boy in the room, the stronger boy in academics will come to his help.
You have
and
seen
bring
that.
Him. Yes, I have seen that personally happening in the rooms, where the stronger boy comes and helps him to pull him out of the and get him good marks in the examination.
That's something amazing. I think generally you will not find it so easily, because where there will always be sort of a competition in any normal circumstance. But I think this is something perhaps is in some ways unique, isn't it, in our system?
Yes.
And I remember many years ago when I was talking to one of the students, Karthik, he was saying that how, you know, he was put in a room where there was another student who was weak, and he went and asked this brother, you know, why is it that you are not able to perform at the level that you want to perform? And then he said, you know, I really want to perform, but I'm not able to understand a few things. And so this boy said that, I am there, you can ask me if you have anything. And it so happened that in the next test, the next unit test, that boy got full marks in a question in which this boy actually got half mark. And I thought, you know, that would actually sadden this boy, because, you know, he actually lost out in a manner of sorts trying to help out that other guy. But I was very surprised when I saw that expression, because I remember I did this interview in the studio. He said that I was actually overjoyed because the class average went up. And that was okay. He said, that is okay if the class average went up. It doesn't matter if, you know, if I lost by half, because if he gets another 5 or 10 or 15 marks, actually the class average is better. That is good. It's really amazing how
the attitude of
things. Yeah, the attitude. You don't know how these values just come into the mindset of students. What do you think is helping the boys? You know, he was mentioning about concentration. Prishti sir, if you can share about how you have seen this in students, you know, the level of concentration being what it is, how we are able to ensure that there is maximum output from the minimum time that is available for the boys.
Well, students here have very less time to study. But then, in the learning in the school is done very well. So teaching is very good, first thing. So they have learned well, but if they have any doubt, the teacher is available for them anytime. So if they have a doubt, they can directly approach the teacher. It is a totally recitation system. The teachers are there with the students, so they can approach, clarify the doubts, and not only that, and all the students help each other. So anybody has any doubt can ask his roommates, ask his classmates, and each one helps other and all learn well. Even if there are two boys who are studying very well, they never hide anything with each other. Each one encourages others and all do very well. In fact, I remember an instance where one, Vamsi his name, he had come to me and told me, "Sir, I'm not having concentration. What shall I do?" I said, "See, Vedam is very good to get your concentration. Why not chant Vedam every day?" So regularly came for Vedam every day to Mandir. And I forgot about the incident, I told him. And after 2 months, he comes to me and tells, "Sir, after you told me I came regularly for Vedam, and my concentration improved, and I got much better marks in the next unit test."
Oh, amazing. I used to many times wonder what sort of an impact Vedam chanting is actually having in students. Because, you know, we know that these chants are powerful. We know these are bijaksharas. We know all these mantrams. But I used to think that it would be great to do an experiment to see the impact of this. But, you know, in some ways, this is a real life example.
Because many of the boys who come regularly for Vedam are class toppers.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I have seen. All the boys who come for Vedam, they do very well in academics. Because when you chant, automatically you are concentrating on the, you are trying to recollect.
Yes, you have to memorize.
You have to memorize, you have to recollect, and you chant and you concentrate.
Yes.
So that gets your concentration off, you know, automatically in a study, that helps you.
Wow.
So, all this bhajans, Vedam, and our activities throughout the day has been towards Swami.
Yes.
So whatever they do, we tell them to offer it to Swami. So automatically they get self-confidence that Swami is with them all the time. The morning to evening, we have the routine in hostel and school filled with prayers. Morning Suprabhatam.
Yes.
To night prayer.
Yes, yeah.
It is filled with prayers. So automatically all this helps them get concentration and the positive vibration. And all the activities, as you just mentioned, activities and extracurricular activities plus the academic activities, everything helps them to do well in academics. And there is no negativity.
Hmm.
The whole atmosphere is positive. So there, all the whole life is between a triangle, I would say, between hostel, school and mandir.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's how it helps them to build up a very good character.
And Sairam sir, if you can share where you have seen any instance of, you know, how this self-confidence that the system sort of inculcates in the students, if you have seen something which amazed you about a particular student, or how you have seen the real blossoming of self-confidence in the students because of the curriculum and because of the routine in the hostel and in the school, anything comes to your mind?
Yeah, when I was in hostel, and even now, though I am not in hostel, I spend most of my time with the so-called weak boys. Actually, nobody is weak actually.
Hmm.
But there are reasons why they appear weak, because certain ways of studying they are not aware of.
Hmm.
Many times when you analyze a weak student, he always feels he has finished the studies, and why others are taking so much time to finish.
Oh my God.
And then why he does that is, he never verifies for himself whether he has done it.
Hmm.
So according to him, finishing the syllabus is just going through the pages, read something, but never make himself sure that he has done. That aspect is not there, which he will not get it unless we sit with him and then show him that, see, you have read it, but you have not read it enough for the examination.
Hmm.
So give him questions to answer. That is the time he realizes that something I remember, but I don't know what to write.
Hmm.
So what happens over the time when we sit with him and then show him the way of studies, and then how to remember and all that, then we don't find any weak student. See, our result, you would have heard that everybody is in distinction and everybody has got above 70%. So where are the question of having weak boys? So it is only the method that they should learn, because many times when I was a student, I have seen Swami telling the teachers, ఎవరు వీక్ లేదు, కొంచెం ఎక్స్ట్రా క్లాస్ పెట్టుకుని ఎలా చదవాలని చెప్తే అందరూ పైకి వచ్చేస్తారు. సో స్వామి యూస్ టు వెరీ ఆఫన్ సో నోబడీ ఈజ్ వీక్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ టీచ్ దమ్ ద వే టు స్టడీ అండ్ యూ టీచ్ దమ్ ద వే టు రిమెంబర్, ఎవ్రీబడి విల్ కమ్ అప్ ఇన్ స్టడీస్. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ స్వామి యూస్ టు టెల్ వెన్ ఈవెన్ వెన్ ఐ వాజ్ అ స్టూడెంట్. So I thought after becoming a teacher, I should take more interest in these students who are actually not knowing how to study. So I used to sometimes take them off the schedule and then teach them. So previously we used to have 10th class board exams. So I had taken some 5 boys for class. It was during darshan time. And during the darshan, it so happened that one particular family, Swami called for interview.
Mm-hmm.
And generally when Swami calls the family, everybody in the family goes to the interview. So everyone had gone in, except one boy, because he was with me. His name is Vijay Sai. So
you were giving those intense coaching.
Yes, I was sitting with them giving the intense coaching. And Swami asked for the boy, where is your middle son? They were also not aware where he was. So they came around, searched and then went back. And then Swami sat on the chair, put his finger near his eyebrows. And then Swami said, he's in the class studying.
Oh.
Let him study. That is very important.
Oh, wow.
So this is what Swami told the family. And then the family had interview and they came out and then they told this. They in fact asked Swami, Swami, should we call him? Swami said, it's important, exams are coming, let him study.
Wow.
So, see, this was a sort of encouragement and so much, yes, of confidence for the boy who was actually really struggling with his studies. But he finally ended up in first class.
Oh, wow.
So, every act that the boys offer it to God, God physically responds also. So these are some of the incidents which I've seen happening. And though not directly related to God, we have seen it happening with the other boys also. Like how quickly they learn and then start understanding things. And then, as you said, within a very short span of time, they're able to do.
You have seen students who yes, are, as you said, so-called weak students, not really.
Nobody
weak
is weak. Nobody I always weak. Say, as a teacher, I feel I cannot say anybody is weak. Only thing, the method should be known.
And you have seen dramatic improvement.
Yes, it is there. See, if everybody is taught how to walk on rope, everybody can walk on rope. So education is also like that. If everybody is taught, this is the way to learn, this is the way to study, everybody will be able to study.
Amazing. And I think this whole focus on self-effort as well as on divine grace, both of them add up. Both of them add up. And it's very interesting where you mentioned about prayer. I think, have you seen how this element of prayer has increased the self-confidence in the students?
That incident.
Yeah, if...
Or many ministries.
Yes, Brother Sai Krishna.
In this context, I have an experience to share, because you were saying that prayers are very important for a devotee to reach God or to get anything from God. It is also said it is man's greatest strength and God's only weakness.
Yes.
So, it is true. In the month of March, when the board exams were going on, one of the 12th class students, his name is Srihari of BIPC, science group. Few days before the chemistry examination, he was admitted in hospital for meningitis. And meningitis is a very serious disease which, with respect to the nervous system, and it is really dreadful disease which can paralyze you for whole of the life.
Oh.
So it is very, it's a very serious disease, and when he was admitted in our super hospital, doctors confirmed meningitis for him, and then they started off the course. This was just 3 days before the chemistry board exam.
Oh.
And his father came all the way from his place. He was with him. And all of us were concerned about him. All of us started praying. And we were little worried as to how he would come back and write any of the exams. Forget about the chemistry exam. We were never expecting him to come in 3 days and write the chemistry exam. So we were actually thinking about what is the procedure for supplementary exams and things like that. But then his father never lost hope. And then he told his son, he inspired his son. And then that's how the whole thing started. And then all of us prayed sincerely, and his faith and self-confidence, his faith in Swami, his prayers to Swami, his father's prayers to Swami, all of us prayed to Swami. And because of that, he came back just the day before the board exam was supposed to be
from the super speciality hospital.
Yes, and he was sent somewhere else because the condition was really serious. And when he came back, we came to know that there was no meningitis, there was nothing. He was cured of the meningitis also.
Oh my God.
Which, for which he was treated for a few days. He was not having meningitis also. They, the doctors told him to stop all the medicines. And this was just the day before the board exam. He came and he studied something. And then when we see the results, he got more than 80% in all those subjects which he wrote after this, and with an aggregate of more than 87% in the board examination. Truly, this is a miracle which I have seen live.
Amazing. Amazing.
So prayers are truly God's only weakness and man's greatest
and
strength.
And I think one is the way the system has inculcated in him this virtue of prayer, as well as I think right from his father, everyone sort of perhaps encouraged him to go ahead. And I think that is something which would have propelled him to, you know, take that leap of confidence.
And believe in himself and believe in Swami.
Yes.
Faith in Swami, that is truly amazing.
Amazing. And it's very interesting that, you know, his father had so much faith in the institution and in the way he was brought up in the school. And many times I think, you know, once Principal Sir also mentioned that for every teacher in the school, one of the moments of fulfillment is when you see the students who have left the portals of the school and, you know, later on completed the college education, are very well settled in life. You know, when they are very well happy what they are doing, bringing laurels to their company or organization, and when they have their own children, they are seeking admission for their children too in the school. That is something very interesting, isn't it? Have you had such experiences, Prishti sir, where you've seen, you have taught the father and now you're teaching the son?
Every year 2-3 children we see.
Yes, please,
like
sir.
The first batch parents, they bring their children. Last year he has completed in 12th class and joined in degree.
Yes.
And this year also one boy is there. Last year for primary school, nearly 15 boys, they brought their children for first class.
Oh, first class, yes.
First class.
That's interesting.
There by day, the parents' confidence is becoming more because of their experience in the school, yes, because no other school can give the better education than this school and bring their children,
yes,
more and more day by day.
Yes. It's sort of a vindication of what the school is doing. You know, when you have every father who wants that his son or daughter also should go through the system of education that he has gone through, it only sort of gives you so much confidence that, you know, probably what we are doing is having definitely some impact. And yes, Brother Sai Krishna.
In this context, I would like to share an interesting fact.
Yeah.
You would have known this, but I will share it with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Because last year, there was a magazine which conducted polls all around the country,
mm-hmm,
and asked the parents of the children as to where they would like their children to be,
mm-hmm,
educated.
Mm-hmm.
And they have given different parameters, and based on that, the parents have chosen or selected their best choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine, and our school is standing in sixth place in whole of the country in that particular choice of parents.
Oh,
if
okay,
a parent wants to join his child, our school is the sixth best option for him in whole of the country.
Country. Oh, wow.
And it is an open poll which is done randomly by the magazine
Education
Today magazine. I don't remember the exact name. And it's an interesting fact because as a common man, general public is interested in joining their child in Swami's school. And that is how Swami reached to the common man.
Absolutely. Nowadays you have students coming from so many backgrounds and especially times have changed so much. When they go back home, you have a plethora of gadgets which probably they are not, definitely they are not allowed in the school. Can I ask you, has it been a challenge in these times? You know, you mentioned earlier that students here are able to concentrate and there is no distraction. But what I want to know is, has it been really an Herculean effort to keep the students away from the gadgets, to let the students know or tell them that, you know what, here you're not going to get these gadgets? And are they feeling that we are really missing out something? You know, why are we deprived of something which every other student in the country or in my city or in my town has access to? Did you find this as a challenge, trying to convince students that, you know, it is you're not going to have this and it is good for you?
Two things I would like to tell in this context. One thing that I heard from Swami is that if you want to get rid of something bad, do more good.
Hmm.
So we will try to tell them that there is a greater happiness in the world around. And we will train them to search for that happiness instead of going for this mundane and materialistic happiness. They may not understand the philosophy and the quotes, but they will surely understand if we tell by an example, if we convince them.
How do you do that?
If we counsel them, if we call them and tell them and make them understand that this is the this is a very important stage and phase in your life where you need to set some things right. And this is the time where you are nurtured, molded and protected. Now if you are protected like a sapling, when it is protected, when it is small, it grows on to become a big gigantic tree.
Yes.
But if there is no fence around it, it is crushed.
Yes.
By the vagaries of the world.
Yeah, but yes, Sairam sir, if you can add to that.
Yeah. See, generally what happens is, this is the age boys want to listen to music or listen to songs and things like that.
Watch
and
movies.
When we have a restriction on it always becomes a little difficult for him to hold it also.
Yes.
So I found that they understand it when we explain. See, I always tell them, see, wearing a slipper is not bad. But when you walk into a temple, you have to leave it outside. So, listening to a song or having a tape recorder or having a phone and all that is nothing wrong. But if you have come to a system where you have decided to come here and study and learn few things, then leave it outside. You can always pick it up when you go out. That is a different process. So it is for your good that you have to give up certain things so that other good things can be easily put in. So it becomes easy for the boy to understand also.
But are the children receptive? Have you seen
people? Yes, I have seen. It becomes easy for them to leave it. See, what happens is when we tell them no very strictly, it becomes why I should not do
exactly.
it. And the entire world is using what
Absolutely.
Is wrong.
They would say
but when you say, see, it is like wearing a slipper. Everybody can wear. But when you are walking into a temple, please don't wear. Leave it outside. So you have come to a temple of education. So certain things have to be left when you come inside. So many boys I have found this way of telling them has helped. It becomes easier.
They get convinced.
Yes.
Better by from source, not by force.
Yes.
So they when they're convinced, they follow.
They follow. You have seen that.
Yeah, and they also understand that it is, I'm not here all through my life. I'm here for 4 months. So after 4 months, I'm going home for 15 days. And then I come back. Another 3-4 months, then I go home for 2 months. So the vacation time, they have everything. They know when I come for studies here, I don't have any of them. And they accept that. And they feel, I have come for studies. Let me concentrate well. And do well here. When I go back home, I have all the gadgets. So they very well accept that, and they understand that that is good for them, and they follow it.
And they cooperate, and they make best of what the institution offers.
More than that, they are provided whatever that is educative.
Yes.
Those film shows,
yes.
Those gadgets, they are provided that are which are useful for them.
Means it's not that they can't have a phone, but then they can always make phone call. We have phones. We have the
Yes, sir.
One thing that I would like to add in this context is that all this, when do we become this gadget savvy is when we have more of free time. As
yes.
Swami says, an idle mind is devil's workshop. But here, boys are not free.
True.
That means they are engaged in some work or the other all the time.
All the time.
And they are doing some productive work. All the time, which they feel is going to help them. Whether it is, you know, playing something or preparing for some competition or planning something. All the time their mind is engaged in productive work. So they don't feel bored. They don't feel the need for these gadgets at all. Because they feel that their mind is already engaged in productive work.
Amazing. I think that is one very important facet of our routine where you have no time to think that I don't have a gadget because your schedule is so tightly packed that it hardly leaves you room to think anything else other than the curricular and extracurricular and co-curricular activities. But before we wind up, because time is running out, I want to ask you this, Brother Sai Krishna, because you are someone who had the opportunity to be a student in Swami's school and you finished your graduation and post-graduation and then now decided to come back as a teacher and teach in the same school. What was the inspiration behind this? And now you don't have the physical form of Bhagwan, so definitely that is not something which earlier propelled many to stay back. You know, you have everyday darshan and now circumstance is different, but still what is it that drove you to take this decision in life?
It was basically a prompting from inside to join any of the Swami's institutions and serve Him and then pay my gratitude towards Him. But more than this, there are some specific instances which drove me in taking this decision.
Yeah, please go on.
There are some speeches which I heard which inspired me so much. One of the brothers, in fact, Radio Sai brothers, who came and gave Parayanam in the senior boys hostel in my first PG, he told us one thing. He told us about the incident which happened in Bhajan Hall when Swami was there along with the boys. And then this topic came as to, how all the boys should pay their gratitude towards Swami. When one of them asked Swami as to how we should pay our gratitude to you, in that context, Swami said that, see, I want young people for my work, not to belittle the senior people.
Yes.
This is what he told us.
Mm.
I want young people for my work because young people are like fresh fruit. This is what the analogy which Swami gave, and he told us, young people are like fresh fruits. All the retired people are like ripe fruits. I don't want ripe fruits. I want fresh fruits. That means when you dedicate your lives when you are very young, and Swami said that, and he said when you dedicate your lives when you are very young onwards, Swami will shower lot of grace and Swami will give you whatever you want in life. This particular statement went very deep in my heart.
Okay.
Swami saying that if you dedicate your youth to me, I will give you whatever you want in life after that. That time what my thought was that, oh, I can ask anything to Swami and Swami will give me.
Yes.
That was the faith which I had, that I will give my youth to Swami and after that I can just be cool and happy because Swami is going to give me whatever I want and I'm not going to be deprived of anything. And one more speech which I heard, Mr. Chaudhary Voleti, who is the current director of the SSS IHMS, he spoke in Kulwant Hall once and he narrated how actually he took up the director's post after post Mahasamadhi, and he made one statement which Swami told him in his dream. He said, Swami told him that Guru physical ga unnappudu seva cheste adem pedda goppa kaadu, Guru physical ga lenappudu seva cheste adi chala goppa. Meaning, when your Guru is physically there, serving him is not so great because everybody does that. Gurus, when the Guru is physically not present, you serving his mission and propagating his message is very, very dear to him, and it is something very great. So these two statements went very deep in my heart and they actually helped me in taking the right decision because I was not very sure with the prompting which I got from inside, because the monkey mind didn't make me realize that it was Swami's voice. So these two instances had to add up to it so that I take right decision in my life, and I'm really happy about that, serving Swami in my life.
Wow, amazing. In fact, there are so many thoughts that flood my mind as you mentioned this, because we have heard so many discourses of Bhagwan where Swami used to say that, you know, what is the point of offering a banana leaf to the Lord, you know, which is already rotten and eaten by moths and, you know, which is half dried. You should give a fresh, when you offer a prasadam to the Lord, you should give it with a fresh banana leaf. That is what Bhagwan referred to when he said that, he gave this example when he said, you know, you should give, when you are in best of your health, in your best of your intelligence, best of your intellect, that is the time you should, if you value someone, if you really value him, then you should give the best to him. And then, as you very rightly said, then he will give you the best. And of course, the biblical quote, which I also completely believe in, and which, of course, you are experiencing, is that choose the kingdom of God and everything else shall be added unto you. This is what Christ said. And I think this is an experience of everyone who has chosen Swami. He will ensure that you don't lack anything in life. No experience of life you will be deprived of once you choose Him. And it's really very heartening that you had this beautiful prompting. And then Swami did not stop at that. He reinforced it till you got convinced.
Yes.
And now leading a life of celebration, I should say.
Yes.
Wonderful. And I know there are so many other brothers like you who have joined the school, and definitely we should
listen to them, because it's so inspiring when we listen to how Bhagwan guides us. And before we end this session, I would like to request Principal Sir, if you can just share with us, Sir, some of the new initiatives of the school in the recent years, because I know the school has been undergoing a lot of improvement in terms of infrastructure as well as courses. If you can appraise us of the new developments in the higher secondary school.
Bhagavan himself has built up the system. He is more dynamic than static.
Yes.
It is further continued to be more dynamic and improve the facilities of the school. From 2010 onwards, Bhagavan himself has proposed a new laboratories for our school.
Mm-hmm.
When we asked for some two rooms, Swami told, why you can use that next building, which is not used as laboratories.
Which is earlier the gymnasium.
Earlier gymnasium. Both girls and boys can use easily, because yes, it is in between.
Yes.
Then after a year, it became fruitful, and very well built laboratories are given to us by Bhagavan's grace.
Wow.
And now, even the degree college laboratories also may not be so much
equipped.
Spacious and well equipped.
Amazing.
And along with that, recently with Bhagavan's grace, our computer lab is well built.
Mm-hmm.
Almost equal to our university computer lab.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can add to that a prestige.
They come and see. Actually, they come and see how your lab is there. We want to put it there like that. Or really, that is the interest that is taken by our computer science teacher, Mr. Prasthi. And to him, now he has added further force in the name of informatics.
Okay, the new
our
course.
Manoj.
Yeah, what is the new course, Manoj, if you can
informatics.
Share some light on that?
The informatics course is similar to computer science. Only thing is, it is not all about one particular language in detail. It just deals with Java, little bit of Java, and computer networks, and more of databases. And this particular course is mainly offered for commerce boys, commerce stream, boys
okay.
who are going in commerce stream, because the databases will be helpful for them in their future courses, like MBA and things like that, where they have database management,
so
data mining and things like that.
Oh, okay. This is only for the commerce or for other disciplines also?
This is usually offered for
commerce. Oh, okay, okay. That's nice. So you're making the commerce students also very well IT enabled?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, wonderful.
More than this, all the classrooms are well equipped by the best projectors.
Yes, sir.
Even most of the corporate schools are unable to make.
We have a projector in every class.
We have a projector in every class and a screen, which is free of cost.
Also whiteboard.
Whiteboards. The best modern education is given in giving some competence to the even corporate schools.
Yes.
Only because of Bhagavan's grace.
Yes, yes.
Sir, and one more nice thing if you notice here.
Yes, sir.
We all do it just because we are doing it for God.
Yes.
We are not bothered about what result comes finally.
Yes.
Because last time it was some result, this time it is some result. No special effort is put. See, now we have to catch the first place, now we have to see all whatever Swami has laid down, we have to follow.
Yes.
And then we'll do the best. The results will automatically take care of itself. See, many times Swami has told, marks are not important.
Yes.
And then same Swami says, remarks are very important.
Yes.
And then he says, not getting marks also is a big remark. So, all these things are well taken care of. So, we educate the boys, studies are important, offer it to God. Like what Krishna told us, karma neva atikaraste, that's
yes.
all. Everybody does that.
Yes.
So, it is not that we are specially working for a rank or this and that.
Yes.
It is taking care by itself. This is one very amazing thing that is happening here.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, there may be places where people day and night sit and study and then see that we have to get this rank, get that rank.
Yeah.
Everything goes on in schedule. The time given to them in a day is around 1.5 to 2 hours for studying. Morning, they can get up and study. With all this, the best result comes out because everything is centered around Swami and then it is done for Swami. Even they study as an offering to God.
Yes.
So everything starts giving out fragrance finally. That's what happens, I feel.
Amazing. Beautiful, sir.
In fact, whenever they study, before they start studying, we have Gayatri.
Oh, is it?
Swami has chanted. That is played in the PA system.
Oh, okay.
So they repeat that. Then they start studying.
Oh, amazing.
So, whatever they do, first they offer it to Swami, then they start doing.
This sort of gets inculcated consciously and unconsciously.
Because before they go for board exam, before 45 minutes of the day of bhajan, they have aarti, then they go to Lord Ganesha, they do Vedam, they chant, then they go for exam.
You mean to say before they go for the board exam, yes, they spend half an hour, 45 minutes doing bhajan and,
yes,
and
yes,
Vedam chanting?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So normally people will be very tense.
I know, till the last minute you will be referring to the notes.
But here boys are, you know.
And
they,
you will see them willingly running and coming and joining the prayer. Nobody will put aside the prayer and then sit and study in the room. You need not send them. They will on their own come running. See, that is the motivation that God gives them. See,
amazing.
Prayer helps them a lot.
Amazing.
So education with prayer is what makes the true sense. Otherwise, I feel it is. Otherwise, generally we have seen when we were students, till the time we enter into the hall, we used to have the book in hand and
I
then
know.
Keep turning the pages and then confusing finally everything. And here, 40 minutes before the board exam, we see boys doing all these activities.
This is phenomenal.
It's amazing.
In 2010, even before the last examination day, economics exam is there next day morning. Previous day, they are playing a drama, enacting a drama.
Yeah, they were enacting a drama.
In fact, I can share some personal experience
sure.
here. Because when I was studying 12th class, our physics examination was on 7th March in the morning at 10 o'clock and 6th was Mahashivaratri.
Okay.
And we were all praying. In the previous day, we went to Mandir. We stayed till Swami left the Kulwanth Hall. Once he left to the Yajur Mandir, we came back and there when all the other commerce boys were doing Jagarna there and we were doing Jagarna here in hostel studying till late mm-hmm. night till 1 o'clock and then we slept with a prayer that Swami should come early in the morning next day and bless us so that we can go for the examination because the previous year Swami had come at 9 o'clock and 9:15 or something. So we would be late for the examination if Swami comes at 9 o'clock. So we were all praying sincerely and with that we slept. And Swami came at 6:40 in the morning.
Oh.
We all had very nice darshan. Swami fed us with prasadam. That was the breakfast on
yes.
that day because we won't have food in the hostel that day. So we had sumptuous breakfast, came, relaxed for some time, studied, prepared well, and then went for the examination and thrashed and came back.
Amazing. Wonderful.
So that was the experience.
Phenomenal. Very beautiful, sir. In fact, that reminds me of that PN cycle which Professor Venkatraman used to mention, Prasadam Naivedyam cycle, wherein, you know, whatever you are gifted with, you know, be it talent, be it common sense, be it intelligence, everything you treat it as a gift of God and then you give it as a naivedyam to God. Whatever you have got is prasadam and then you use all these gifts that God has given and you offer it back to God as our naivedyam to God. And I think this is something that sort of gets inculcated in the students and when you do it everything for God, then automatically he takes care. I remember once when I was speaking to Janardhan sir, I asked him, what is it that you think the students leave the hostel with? And he said only one thing. He said, see, whether we do anything else or not, one thing we definitely do, by the time the students leaves the hostel, he has learned to love God. He said, that is enough. Whether we have achieved anything else or not, if he has learned to love God, then everything else will be taken care of. And I think that is what we see in action in Sri Satisai Higher Secondary School. Thank you so much, Principal Sir, and Brother Sai Krishna, Sai Ram Sir, and Prishti Sir, for taking your time out. I know we can, once you get into the momentum, we can go on sharing so many instances, because this is something that we live with and we are so passionately devoted to. And Swami keeps on giving us those experiences, and perhaps we will have some more sessions in the future with other brothers who have joined like you, Brother Manoj, and continue this discussion. Thank you so much for being with us for Outside Inside, Deep Inside.
Thank you.
So dear listeners, that was our session of reflecting on the Sri Satisai Higher Secondary School and the beautiful results that it produces year after year. And we hope to continue this discussion in the future episodes of this program in the time to come, because there is so much more to share. There is so much more to document, and there is so much more to learn from. And as always, if you have any queries or any suggestions or your comments on this program, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. And even as I sign off, you will continue to listen to a drama presented by devotees from Indonesia, which was presented on 10th September 2010 in Prashantinam, in the Divine Physical Presence of Bhagwan. The name of the drama is In Search of Paradise. So keep listening, keep relishing this love of Bhagwan, and let us make our lives shine in His love and His glory. Thank you so much, Sadam.